What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Server Update for MGTOW TV. As you guys know, we had a fundraiser the other day for MGTOW TV to start owning our own servers. Initially, I was looking for like $3,000. Me and TFM thought we were going to get a couple of $100, but we ended up getting $9,000 to build out our servers. So for those of you who don't know, MGTOW TV relies on servers, obviously, because that stuff is hosted somewhere. So I was going to, over the summer, I was going to buy a storage server, because all the videos you guys are watching on MGTOW TV, including this one, including the pictures, including everything you see as a media content on MGTOW TV, it's hosted on a storage server somewhere. Now, the storage server we have, we currently have it, but we're going to get rid of it in a couple of days when the one that you guys helped buy replaces it. So that server that we had for the past 2 years, two things. Number one, we didn't own it, and number two, it was actually a bit expensive, you know. So like I said before in a previous video, since we didn't own the server, a couple of months ago somebody uploaded, I think, kiddie porn, and then they self-reported themselves, and the company took the server. They actually suspended the server, and they're like, hey, if this happens one more time, we're just gonna terminate the server and just destroy everything on it. Now that we're gonna have our own server in a week, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Of course, we're not gonna have kiddie porn or any of that mumbo jumbo, and you know, you guys report that shit like this. You know, if somebody uploads any porn, anything of that sort to begin with, the whole channel gets deleted. You know, just how it is. You know, if I don't know you and you upload something that's sexually explicit, if you're not known by the community, your channel just gets deleted, because you can't really have anybody coming onto a platform like this and doing this type of stuff, because they, in all likelihood, they're probably a bad actor who wants to get us deplatformed, who wants to get us into legal or criminal trouble. But anyway, so now that we have our own server, we will not have to worry about somebody confiscating our server because we own it. That's number one. And number two, we had a 2-year lease on the server. We were paying $340 a month for that server. Still a bit pricey, but hey, what's the alternative? Go out and, you know, buy your own server, which is a hefty price. So that came to an end in August. So for the month of September, for this month, I paid like $420 to keep that server going, but we're gonna get rid of it in a week, God willing. And the reason why I didn't get a storage server earlier on, it's because TFM needed to have a VPS. So TFM, Celestina, all the Jitsi and all that stuff, all that dynamic stuff, meaning that it's moving stuff, right? He needed to have a VPS, because when TFM goes on a VPS that somebody else owns, he ends up getting kicked off because, well, he's TFM. So a VPS in itself is not that expensive. You can get a VPS for like $10, no problem there. But the question is, who owns the server at the end of the day, right? So we had to have our own VPS, and the best way to make sure the VPS is all ours is that we actually had to buy a server. So I went out and I bought a server, a $3,000 server, out of my own pocket. Obviously, you know, I have this fledgling food truck business going on, so that actually cramped my food truck business, because, you know, I couldn't buy business cards, I couldn't print out shit, stuff like that. So it was really a handicap in my business. But hey, you know, I'm not gonna go out and ask for money unless I know that product works. So for the past couple of months, we got the VPS up and running, we got TFM stuff working on it flawlessly now. So, and the VPS is not just for TFM, you know. If any of you guys out there know anything about web hosting, stuff like that, is that a server, like the $3,000 server we have, that server as a VPS can handle dozens, if not scores, of people using it as a VPS. Like I said in a past video, and I'm going to say it again, think of a VPS as an apartment in a building, right? So, you know, how many apartments can the average building have? A lot, right? That's how the VPS we have is, you know, some buildings only have like 4 apartments. Some complexes have like 400 apartments. Because our $3,000 server was a kick-ass Ryzen server, it can handle dozens, if not scores, of people using the VPS. And it's top-notch, okay, guys? This isn't like some mid-grade or low-grade VPS server. The VPS server we have at Mitwally Web Services, that's a top-notch server, okay? So I paid for that server, a little bit over $3,000 out of my pocket, and I couldn't buy the storage server because obviously $3,000 were tied into that server that I had to get for TFM. You know, that's why I did a campaign on Fundocrat, which is another website I own, to get the money so I can recoup my losses on the VPS server and then go out and get the storage server. Now, thanks to you guys, I got a bigger VPS, I got a bigger storage server than anticipated, okay, guys? Just to give you some numbers, okay? This storage server we have has 36 bays, okay? So you can fit in 36 hard drives, okay? We have 18 hard drives in there, and each hard drive is 14 terabytes, not gigabytes, terabytes, okay? Now, do the math. 18 drives times 14 terabytes, that's like what? A little bit over 250, something like that. I don't know. I did the math earlier, so I think it's like 250 terabytes. Now, we divide that number by 2, because we're gonna run it in RAID mode. So RAID means that the hard drives clone one another. So let's say you have 2 hard drives and one of them goes bad. Well, guess what? The other one has the same data as the hard drive that went bad. And, you know, you should go out and, you know, get a new hard drive to replace the bad one. Okay, that's RAID. So 18 times 14 terabytes, whatever number that is, you divide it by 2. And that's the number of terabytes we have on the new storage server, okay? Now, just to give you some data, it took MGTOW TV 5 years or close to 5 years to get up to 40 terabytes of data, okay? The new server we have has well over 100 terabytes of space. So if that tells you anything, unless we get like super popular, it's probably gonna take us another 5, 6, 7, 8 years before we run out of space. And if we do run out of space, guess what? We still got another 18 drives in there to give us another 100 terabytes of space. So unless we get like Rumble popular, we have nothing to worry about when it comes to server space. Thanks to all of you guys who donated. So I wired the money to the company in Sunnyvale yesterday. I just got receipt of it. They're gonna put the server together over the next couple of days. They're probably gonna ship it out on Monday. It's gonna take 3 business days to get to its location, which is somewhere out in the Midwest. The data center told me once we get it, it's going to take 24 to 48 hours for us to have it up and running. So let's say they get it on Thursday, maybe Friday or Saturday, they'll have it up and running. My tech administrator said it's going to take maybe a whole day to make sure the 40 terabytes of data from the current server we have that's leased gets cloned over to the new server. And once that data is verified to be on the new server, then we can tell the old leasing company to go to hell, you know? So, God willing, we'll be able to have the new server up and running like the last day or two of September. So I can kick the other company out by August, by October 1st. That way they will not charge me again. You know, even if the server takes a couple more days, it's like a whole week of you not paying before they say, hey man, either pay up or we're going to take the server from you. But like I said, in all likelihood, we'll probably have the data safely onto the new server by the end of September. Even if we needed a few couple of days in October, that's perfectly fine, you know. So that's what's going on right now, guys, with your money. Like I said, in 10 days, the new server, God willing, should be up and running. As for the rest of the, because we had $9,000, that's three times more than what we needed. The rest of the money, guys, is going to go toward updating MGTOW TV, mobile apps, and finding out what the hell else we need. Like TFM said, okay, MGTOW TV is being held with spit and duct tape, okay? MGTOW never made any money, okay? It was a losing venture. Mitwali Web Services took over the servers for MGTOW TV, okay? So Mitwali Web Services provides the data, the infrastructure for MGTOW TV, and because of our VPS, because of our web sharing and stuff like that, Mitwali Web Services was able to make enough money to cover for the losses for MGTOW TV. So we really never had much money from Mitwali Web Services or MGTOW TV where we can effectively do anything. MGTOW TV hasn't been updated in 2 years. That's because I have to be in a place like a food truck where I'm at right now to make money, okay? The apps, they suck. I know they suck. They haven't been updated in years. So the rest of the money, guys, is gonna go to number one, finding out what else hardware wise we need for MGTOW TV to run functionally, at least for the foreseeable future. That's number one. Number two, it would be for me to actually not be in here and actually sit my ass down and update the website. For those of you who don't know, MGTOW TV, the software for MGTOW TV, I bought the software. It only cost me $99 for MGTOW TV. RoxyTube, if you guys remember them, they use the same software as we did, but I don't think they're around anymore. And that's because I'm a professional, you know, that's what I do. I've been doing this for like 30 years, so that's what made us last this long. Even TFM said if it wasn't for MGTOW TV, I'd have probably been long gone, because you have to remember, Rumble didn't get popular until, what, 2 years ago, maybe three at the most. We had TFM with us since, what, 2019, right? We were actually one of the first alt-tech platforms to have live streaming. Did you guys know that? Yeah, we were the first. I think we were the first alt-tech platform to have live streaming, believe it or not, you know? So what does that tell you? We're pretty good at what we do. So now I need to update the software. Again, can't be doing that if I'm sitting in this food truck. The third thing is the apps need to be obviously updated. I'm not an app developer, so I probably have to hire somebody to work with that. Fortunately, the company that made the software for MGTOW TV, they also did the apps as well. So we're not writing apps from the ground up. I just need somebody who knows how to customize them. You know, the software for MGTOW TV, I customized thousands of lines of code in MGTOW TV software. So every time an update happens, the customization I do is gonna get written over. I have to put it back again, and then I have to make sure it's working with the new update. That will require hundreds of hours, so it's obviously it's not something I can do between fucking taking orders in here, guys, because once you update MGTOW TV, everything will break, okay? So you just can't, you know, be working on MGTOW TV and then, oh, I got an order, let me go do the order, come back in 10 minutes, the website is broken, okay? So when it comes to MGTOW TV, what's gonna happen is that I'm gonna have a dummy website that's pretty much MGTOW TV, but it's a demo website. I'm gonna do the upgrades there, and then when they're, you know, 100%, I'm gonna put those back on MGTOW TV. That way, if anything breaks, it might break for an hour or two rather than breaking for a couple of weeks, you know. So that's where the rest of the money is gonna go heading to, would be me getting the time to sit on my ass, because I've been telling you guys for like over 2 years I'm gonna upgrade MGTOW TV. I just didn't have the time to sit on my ass and do it, because I always had to be out and about making money, you know. And I'm not an expensive person, okay? Whether I'm here in America or whether I'm, I don't care where, my monthly expenses are no more than $1,200. That's my monthly expenses. So I'm not an expensive human being, you know. So, but gotta make money somewhere, you know. Before this food truck, it was like DoorDash back during Scamarona when things were good and people were paying a lot. Now DoorDash sucks now, you know. Sometimes for my restaurant, I turn on DoorDash because late at night, you know, nobody's around to take orders late at night, you know. So there are times when I get an order from my own restaurant and I'm like, is DoorDash kidding me? $7 for 17 miles? So I have to travel 17 miles in one way and then 17 miles back where I am, a total of 34, 35 miles for $7. Gas in a, I mean, granted my C320 2003 model, granted it gets 24, 25 miles at night when nobody's around, but that's what, that's in $4-5 of gas, you know. There were times, guys, where I actually rejected orders for my restaurant as a DoorDash driver because I'm like, I'm not driving fucking 15 miles for $5. That's fucking slave labor, you know. So I feel sorry for all the people out there working DoorDash and they're literally making cents a mile. This food truck obviously is far more lucrative, it has far more potential, shit like that. And the whole point of this food truck, guys, is so I can get the fuck out of the country. Because if you can make amazing food here in America, you can do it in Colombia, you can do it in Ukraine, you know. This truck is because of Ukrainian pussy. Let's get that out in the open right now. As you guys know, when I went to Ukraine, everybody was eating our food, you know. That's how our food looks like. See that flag out there? That's how our food looks like. Minus the tomatoes, you know. We do have tomatoes, but because we don't have the high turnover rate here, we don't put tomatoes because tomatoes tend to go bad. Not to mention a lot of people out there, they really don't like tomatoes. So I'm like, fuck it, just onions, parsley, and garlic sauce, and we're good. We don't do tzatziki because tzatziki is more of a Greek thing. We do our own in-house garlic sauce, which reminds me, I'll probably be doing more of it after I'm done with this video. Yeah, this truck does have potential, guys. I was actually at McDonald's earlier today, and that's because in the app it said 50 cent cheeseburger day. And I'm like, you know, you guys know me, I'm a cheap ass Jew. So when I see a good offer, I gotta take it. Boy, that, I mean, talk about shrinkflation. I remember when a cheeseburger was a cheeseburger. Now it's like this small, it's like you know, you guys wanna, I don't know if any of you young guys out there remember this, but they used to have Happy Meals. The food that they're serving to adults nowadays is what a Happy Meal was 30 years ago, you know? That's why they got rid of the Happy Meals, because the food they're serving now, because of shrinkflation, it's Happy Meals, okay? You know? Here on the truck, guys, we serve you meals that some, you know, like the platter. The platter is enough to feed you today and tomorrow, okay? That's like $15. The shawarma euro, that will be good for you for a whole day, you know? You know, you can ask for $15, you can get a shawarma euro, you can get pita chips, you can get a lemonade, handmade lemonade. $15, man, and that's healthy, and it's enough to feed you for a whole freaking day, man. That's why I'm saying, you know, if this concept of Egyptian shawarma goes nationwide, we will slaughter McDonald's. We will slaughter all these motherfuckers out there, because our food is healthy, no preservatives, no, I mean, I remember when I was driving cab, dudes, I'd be eating those McDonald's french fries, and I remember I found a McDonald's french fry under the seat of my cab, and I ate it. It probably could have been there for a month, but I ate it. I'm still alive, you know. So what does that tell you? God knows what the hell they put in their food in McDonald's, right? So not us, dudes. All the food we have, it's all natural. It's no preservatives, no artificial ingredients. So that's what I'm working with right now. And like I said, man, all this because of Ukrainian pussy, dude. You know, my main goal, as you guys know, is to actually get out of America. I was actually supposed to be in Ukraine as far back as June, believe it or not, to get my residency, but this whole server thing came up, so that fucked me over. Not to mention, we were actually at a very good place in downtown Jensen, but the goddamn government was like, yeah, we're not gonna permit food trucks to be there. But it is what it is. I ain't complaining. I mean, we did a lot of long, hard, smart work. And again, we were somewhat handicapped because of the $3,000 investment I did in the TFM live stream. That kind of handicapped us because we didn't have any marketing material, shit like that, which now I'm probably gonna have to get some of that, man. But yeah, things look good. We had a popular foodie celebrity, Baldy Eats. He came out, did a review that actually helped. So things are looking good, guys. Things are looking good for the food truck. And like I said, dudes, once we actually make a few money, I'd be able to do this shit in Ukraine, man. So anyways, like I said, dudes, we got a bigger server than anticipated. Judging by the way things are on MGTOW TV, that server should last at least 5 or 6 years. And we still have another 18 bays to give us another 100 terabytes of data, you know. So unless we get like popular, that one server that you guys bought, that will last at least 5 or 6 years, if not 10 years. Not to mention that today's technology is coming to a plateau, so that means a computer from, like, for example, I still have a MacBook Pro from 2015. It still works. It's 10 years old, still works, still does what I want it to do. You know, it may not be the best in the world, so the computer technology, guys, it's reaching a plateau. Like a computer from 1993 versus a computer from 1995, it's a big difference. But a computer from 2015 versus a computer from 2019, not that big of a difference. So the more time goes by, the less the difference is when it comes to computers. Like for example, a computer from 2019 really isn't going to be much different than a computer from 2024, you know, because the technology is beginning to plateau. So our server that we just bought, it will last, you know, God willing, at least 5 or 6 years, you know. So we're good on that. And now that we don't have to worry about server costs, because you guys are saving me $400 a month with that server, okay? So that money is better spent on things that are more deserving. So like I said, I'm going to see what else MGTOW TV needs to stay operational and become better. Like TFM said, we're holding the whole damn thing together with fucking spit and duct tape. You know, we need to make it a little bit more, I'm trying to say professional, but we need to make it a little bit more robust, I guess. That would be the word for it. So, yeah, guys. The server company, they got the wire transfer. They're going to start putting the server together. They told me it's going to take 2, maybe 3 business days. They don't work on weekends. So in all likelihood, it's going to go out Monday. Takes 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so maybe Thursday. The co-location, aka the data center, will have it on Thursday, 24 to 48 hours, and these guys do work on weekends, So worst case scenario, we have it up and running on Saturday, and my tech guy said it's gonna take him a day to port over all the data from the new server, from the current server. And even if we're not able to do that, to do it in the first few days of October, it's perfectly fine because they're not gonna charge, because I just canceled my billing with them, you know. So they're gonna call me up on October 2nd or 3rd saying, hey man, you want to pay us or do you want to terminate the service? And by that time I'd be like, go fuck yourself, motherfuckers. So yeah, that's what's going on, dude. So MGTOW TV, the update, man, the apps, I really gotta start doing that. I mean, gotta start fucking competing with Rumble. You know, Rumble, obviously, because they're on the stock market. Another thing about Rumble, dudes, have you guys seen all these Rumble creators like the Quartering and what's his name, Better Bachelor, you know, saying, hey guys, help out Rumble, get their monthly membership. Guys, Rumble is going down, okay? And the reason why Rumble is going down, and this video is now going to get long, but hopefully a DoorDash or an Uber order or a customer will come in, and that way I can end the video. So the problem with Rumble, guys, is that Rumble is not making money, okay? You see, every video Rumble has is a liability, okay? Every live stream Rumble has is a liability. Like I said, all these videos you watch on Rumble or MGTOW TV, they're saved somewhere, okay? So if you cannot monetize those videos, that video is nothing more than a liability, because the more space you need, the more servers you need. The more servers you need, the more cost you have. This is why here on MGTOW TV, I'd much rather get a fuck you server that's gonna last me 5 or 6 years than anything else, you know? So with us, we can get by on one fuck you server here on MGTOW TV. But Rumble? No, they need a lot of servers, okay? So that's a big cost. And then bandwidths, you know, when they get thousands of people watching a live stream, that's bandwidths. They're probably paying big money. Well, I'm trying to say they're paying big money for it, but they're paying for the bandwidths, you know? So those costs gotta be monetized. So this is why Rumble has Better Bachelor and the Quartering and everybody else saying, hey man, buy Rumble Premium because they just don't have the money to cover their losses. Yeah, granted, they're on the stock market, but here's the thing, dudes, like TFM said, the stock market, the tech sector would be the first thing to go when people don't have money, okay? At the end of the day, two things about Rumble. Number one, the big companies are not advertising on Rumble because the vast majority of Rumble followers are righty nutties, okay? YouTube is for lefty liberal normies. What you may call it, Rumble is for righty nutty conspiracy theorists, and these people don't buy shit, you know? So the big companies, they're not gonna waste their money advertising on Rumble. People are not super chatting as much as they used to because of inflation. This is why I tell you guys, you know, best thing to do on MGTOW TV is super chat the content creators, you know. Thanks to TFM and thanks to you guys for buying the server, now MGTOW TV can actually start making a little bit money since we own the server. And we take 10% commission of the super chat. So if you super chat, if somebody super chats, if you super chat $10, we take 10% plus 30 cents. Because, you know, we get charged 30 cents per transaction, whether we like it or not. So you guys out there, best thing to do is support the content creators. That way everybody wins, okay? So with Rumble, they know, see, the number of people using Rumble is actually going down. At first, a lot of people went to use Rumble because it was like, ooh, freedom of speech. now everybody's going back to YouTube. At the end of the day, guys, Rumble, even though from a tech perspective, Rumble can compete with YouTube, it's just that YouTube got there first. They have first movers advantage. Unless YouTube like royally fucks up, I don't see Rumble beating YouTube. And without that ad money, Rumble will have to... See, here's the thing. Without ad money, Rumble and me rely solely on the kindness of you guys out there buying memberships and donating, okay? You guys can donate, you know, thousands of dollars to MGTOW TV, and we're good for years to come, okay? You donate $9,000 to Rumble, that's probably only good for a day or 2 days to cover their cost, okay? Maybe not even a full day, honestly. So, yeah, I'd much rather be a small niche platform that is keeping its cost down and, you know, staying above water than be a company like Rumble. If you guys look into the Rumble financials, yeah, their revenue is going up, but they're losing way more money because, again, all those videos Rumble has are liabilities. All those live streams Rumble has, it's a liability. So Rumble is losing money. Again, every video that goes on Rumble or MGTOW TV is like compound liability, okay? So unless Rumble says, hey man, if you guys don't pay us to save your videos, we're gonna have to delete your videos. And you know, that's another thing that some people on MGTOW TV were saying. They were like, hey Amr, you should let people know if they don't buy a membership to MGTOW TV that you're gonna have to delete some of their videos, you know, if they don't have a membership. I really didn't want to do that, you know, because there's a lot of videos on MGTOW TV where the people who uploaded it, they don't have memberships, and they're really good videos. So I just don't want to be that dude who just says, hey man, either give me money or... I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. At the end of the day, you know, you gotta pay your bills, right? But I didn't want to be that dude. So, like I said, now the server that you guys bought me, I really don't have to worry about that. Unless, of course, we got super popular, which, let's be honest, it ain't gonna happen, you know. Especially with nobody in the media mentioning us. If you go on Google, you type in MGTOW, MGTOW TV doesn't even show up, you know. Unless you specifically hit MGTOW TV, we don't show up at all. So at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand that video sharing platforms are a money-losing business, okay? Only reason YouTube can be profitable is because, well, it's fucking CIA, dude. If you guys haven't realized that Google and YouTube are CIA, I don't know what to tell you, man. So they can remain profitable because, you know, they're government. And also at the same time, they really got all the ad money. So, yeah, they can be profitable from that sense. But Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW TV, take away ad money. We rely solely on the kindness of people like you. So, like I said, would you rather be MGTOW TV where you make $9,000 off of donations and that money will last you for maybe half a dozen years, if not more? Or would you rather be Rumble and that money will only last you for maybe a part of a day? So there is going to be a major reckoning for Rumble by the time the elections come, you know. There's going to be their stock pricing is going down. It's like $5 and some change now. It spiked a little bit when they said Rumble had the most amount of live streams during the debates, but it came down like a couple of days later. So Rumble stock only goes up purely on hype, okay? That's the thing about Rumble stock. Rumble stock is purely hype based. If you look at the financials of Rumble, see, this is why, you know, I had a lot of people out there in the beginning stages of MGTOW TV saying, yo, Amar, can we invest in MGTOW TV? I told you no, because this is a money losing venture, dudes. If you tell me, hey, Amar, can I invest in Egyptian Shawarma? I'll tell you, dude, take a franchise, you know, take a franchise. You know, I'll go where you are. I'll help you out. I'll help you around the place. You know, it's going to be your restaurant. Don't get me wrong. But fuck, dude, you know, I'll help you get the restaurant up. You know, I'll help you, you know, get the stuff up and running. You know, yeah, here, I mean, yeah, if somebody says, yo, Amar, I want an Egyptian shawarma franchise, I'll tell you, hell yeah, because this is fucking profitable. But MGTOW TV, it's not profitable, dudes. I mean, inherently speaking, video sharing platforms are not profitable unless A, you got a few money from the advertiser or the people watching like yourself, out of the kindness of their heart, will donate, super chat, buy memberships, shit like that, okay? But other than that, video sharing platforms, they're a money losing venture, dudes. That's just the nature of the business. Anyway, guys, so that's all I had for you. I will keep you updated about the server. I'll let you know when it ships out and stuff like that. Like I said, they're starting to put the server together in Sunnyvale. Hopefully Friday they'll ship it out. Doubtable they're probably going to ship it out on Monday. Then the data center will get it probably Thursday. I'm hoping Friday, Saturday, it will be up and running. And I'm really hoping, you know, a day before the end of the month, we can kick the current storage server company to the curb. Anyway, guys, and again, thank everybody for donating. I know one person, he donated pretty much, like, for example, people got it up to 4,000 and something. He donated another 4,000 and something, you know. That money really helps a lot, dudes. Like, the amount of money I put in MGTOW TV over the years, it was not just cramping this food truck business. It was actually destroying my car. You know, as you guys know, I own a Mercedes C320. I bought it for like a little bit under $4,000. It has a really good engine, but it's old. It has 200,000 miles on it. So the engine is perfect. It's just that everything that has to do with everything that has to do with the wheels, the axle, the AC, the windows, and now the what happened is that steering fluid, not the pump went bad, the pinion rack went bad, a lot of things went bad with my car. And I was like, what are you gonna do, dude? You're gonna put whatever money you have into a car which is not gonna make you money, or you're gonna put it into MGTOW TV, which at least, you know, it's a worthy cause? So I put a lot, you know, all the money I could into MGTOW TV. So that additional money that I got from you guys, that really helped out a lot. Because like I said, this truck was handicapped. I couldn't even do business cards or marketing material or anything like that, because all the money was going into the servers, you know. And like I said, my car is pretty much, I don't even have power steering in my car anymore. I haven't had AC for years, you know. I made peace with not having AC in my car, you know. I'm a cheap Jew, so AC costs money. But power steering, dudes, that's actually important, because that can be a safety issue, you know. What happens if the steering becomes so hard, especially at slower speeds, and, you know, you can't turn it, you know? That's actually a safety issue right there, you know? So yeah, with the additional type of money that's coming in, guys, I can actually start putting some of my money into this truck and into fixing up the car a little bit by little bit. But yeah, dudes, it's been hard, dudes. It's been, you know, after COVID, shit has been hard because of inflation and all that mumbo jumbo. Anyway, guys, so that's pretty much all I had for you. And again, whether you all donated $1,000 or $4,000, I am internally grateful to everybody who donated. Again, me and TFM thought we'd probably get a couple of $100, and that TFM has to be online for like 12 hours. We got the campaign funded in like 28 minutes, and the 9,000 we got in like what? Within an hour of the show? I mean, this just goes to show you, dudes, if the MGTOW community comes together, shit, I mean, nobody was expecting that. Nobody was I was not expecting that. I was expecting, okay, I got a little bit here, a little bit there, maybe 1,000, maybe if I'm really lucky, 2,000. I was expecting that. I was expecting TFM to be online for like 12 plus hours, and maybe we'd got a total of 2,000, but 9,000 within an hour of the show? Guys, what does that tell you, dudes? MGTOW community, if we get our shit together, shit, dudes, we could very well be unstoppable. And that's another thing I want to talk about, but I gotta make garlic sauce and shit like that before the night crowd comes over to start eating. But that's another thing we gotta talk about, is that we, the MGTOW community, man, because here's the thing, dudes, you got these fucking boomer elitists who run the country, you know? Somebody's gotta take over, dudes. We can't be like this forever, man. We can't be like, somebody, not me, save us, you know? Again, the cavalry is not coming. So, at the end of the day, guys, unless you wanna go down with a sinking ship, eventually somebody's gotta take over. Why not us, you know? Anyway, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.